Blues on the counter-attack with Paul Caddis playing out to the right to David Cotterill. Cotterill on the right wing, crossing into the box, looking for Thomas! Wes Thomas for Birmingham City! Will the home hoodoo be halted today? Thomas with a fine header from by the penalty spot into the roof of the net, meeting the David Cotterill right wing cross. And Blues have the lead in the fourth minute of the second half. It's Birmingham City 1, Brighton 0, and Wes Thomas with his first goal back in a Birmingham City shirt.
Well, Lee, it's been 10 and a half months, 319 days, but finally a home league win. You must be really delighted tonight.
I am. I'm really positive because it was a performance that warranted the win, and I was delighted with the application of the players. I thought from the first whistle we showed our intentions, how we were going to play the game, and they were brilliant to a man.
Well, you said that after the Middlesbrough game. Perhaps they froze, didn't they, at the Riverside, but you saw a more positive performance against Cambridge, and they did come out really attacking straight from the first minute.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I was frustrated as anything after Middlesbrough, but I just kept stressing the players that, you know, how good they were, the work ethic. They're such an honest bunch of lads. And just said, listen, go out and show your true self, really. Be really positive, and if it doesn't happen, you know, if you have a shot and it doesn't go in, don't worry about it. If you try and beat a player and he tackles you, don't worry about it. Just keep doing positive things.
No, it's a new look squad, but what will that do for all of their confidence, getting a home win here and sending 14 or so thousand fans really happy?
It doesn't matter how we've done it. It was the work ethic, the pressing. We played at such a high pace. I think Brighton struggled at times to contain us. And we had threats all over the pitch, and I think keeping a clean sheet, scoring a really good goal. So I think we can go into Tuesday night full of confidence.
Let's touch on that goal. Fine cross from David Cotterill, who was lively throughout, and a really good finish from Wes Thomas back in a blue shirt here.
Terrific goal. I think you're right, David Cotterill, outstanding once again. He's had two magical games. So absolutely, can't praise the players enough after this performance. And I've just told them, more the same, keep going like that throughout the season. Keep that work ethic because, you know, over the 46 games, we're not always going to be playing well technically. But if they have that work ethic, that application, you've got a chance of winning even when you're not playing particularly well, if you've got that type of attitude.
You touched on it briefly in a previous answer, but just how much confidence will a clean sheet give you as well? Darren Randolph, largely untroubled, a good save from a free kick tipping over, but you know, that's the first clean sheet in 19 matches, so you get a lot of confidence from that as well, won't you?
Without a doubt. I mean, that's huge for us. I said one of the problem areas we had to address from last season was the amount of goals we conceded, and that was one of the reasons we couldn't win here, because we were conceding 2 and 3 at home and having to score 2 and 3 just to get points at times. So that ticks all the boxes for me tonight, that result.
4-4-2 formation, and we'll be seeing that a bit more throughout the season as well, do you think?
I think we've got the personnel to do it. I think they've got the right mentality about doing it. It's a tough ask for midfield players, I think. But we had two dynamic strikers on there. We had Lee Novak, who gives you an unbelievable work ethic. David Cotterill, more of an out-and-out winger, but his work ethic's phenomenal as well. So if you've got those type of players in those important slots, it can work, and certainly it's a system that I want to play. I enjoy playing it, but the players have to make sure that it works.
Just a very final question. We saw David Davis limp off in that second half. You've got a home game against Ipswich coming up. Just how is he?
He took a bang in the ribs, so hopefully it's just the impact of that, because I think we've signed a nice player there. Really progressive and competitive player. He had that, and Lee Novak just got cramp in his calf, felt his calf tightening up, so we had to make that change as well. So hopefully them two will be all right.